And we are joined by the Executive Director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren, Mara Whitman. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Ron.
Well, what's new at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council these days? What's going on?
Well, we just finished a deadline, so I'll announce just a couple of grant deadlines that are coming up in the near future. And really, the only one that I have that I'm thinking about is our student grant deadline, which is March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So any high school students can apply for going to training camps, mainly this summer in the arts, so performing arts camps and theater, dance, or music, or visual art camps, or literary writing camps. So that's kind of fun that they can apply right now and have some support for their family to
mm-hmm.
be able to attend those. And that application is online, or they can, you know, get a hold of me, and I'll announce that in just a little bit. And then we have our art show coming up, the deadline for our call for entries, and that's at the end of the month. So we always get excited to see the entries that come in for our student, our high school student artists, and our adult artists in our area.
Now, last year the show was in Kennedy. Where is it this spring?
It's going to be in Fauston this spring at their Library Arts Center. So
okay. We
were up in the northwest corner of our region last year, and this year we'll be in kind of that southeast area. So,
very good.
Yeah, so it should be nice. They have a really beautiful facility that has a nice lobby area, a gallery, and then a second gallery up by their theater. So I think it'll be a very good setting for the art show. And we'll accept in about the same amount of entries, which we usually have about 240 entries, or 200, and we're able to accept about 140 of those.
I understand there's a new award this year to be given out at the Spring Art Exhibit in Fauston.
This is our Artist of the Year Award.
Yes.
We have a smaller award that'll still be $500 for a variety of artists in our area that are at different levels. And then we have our Arts Advocate Award, which we've had those two for many years, so they're both $500. And then this year we're adding a large award for $5,000 to an artist as a lifetime achievement. So what will happen in our awards, people will apply for that $500 Artist of the Year on behalf of the artist. They nominate the artist.
Okay.
And then if we feel like that artist has been a lifelong achievement artist, then we'll do more digging and find out whom should receive that larger grant in our area, because it really needs to be that level of activity that they've been active for many, many years, and, you know, well respected in the field, and just to kind of, you know, give a boost to a few of our key artists who have been producing for years and years and years. So,
a very good idea. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I think it'll be nice. And then it is an award. It isn't a project grant. The artists that are received and the arts advocate, they usually just, you know, it's their money to do what they want. And a lot of times when they receive it at the artist reception, which this year will be in Fauston on April 21st, then they come forward and they, you know, sometimes talk about what they're planning on doing with the funding that they've received. And that's kind of fun, too, to hear if they're giving it back into what they like to support, or if they're going to buy a piece of equipment they've always wanted, or, you know, whatever they choose. So it's kind of fun that way, too.
Do funds remain for the Arts Legacy School Residency Grant Program?
Yes, we do have money left in that category. That's a first-come, first-served category.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have funding available for a few more school districts to come in and have residencies. Our Arts Legacy Grant, we may have a May 1st deadline, but since the applications are still coming in from our February 1st deadline, I'm not sure where we sit yet. So
okay.
We'll just have to see. So next week I'll be able to announce that for sure. And in the meantime, if anyone wants to give me a call, I'll know, you know, as of probably tomorrow, I'll feel pretty confident that I know what came in for that February 1st deadline and whether we're announcing the March 1st.
Very good. Anything else to mention today, Mara?
No, I don't think so. Just, you know, like just a little bit for your listeners to remember that we do have our show going on in the gallery, which is Heather Sabian's work right now, and primarily. And there's Jen Steinberg's work that's a potter from Kirkston, and Heather does some rubbings. And Heather was on your program a couple weeks ago.
Yes, she was. Yeah, she did a great job, too. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
And that display is available now at the Riverwalk Art Center in downtown East Grand Forks.
Right. Yep. So that'll be going on for another month. So people have a little bit of time to go check that out. And And we are selling more of our community-supported art boxes still, so if anyone wants that, this is a good time to maybe purchase one of those if you have some gifts coming up. I have a brochure that shows the art that is in the box, and we have one more reception that'll be on March 17th to meet the artists and gather your artwork together and take it home. So that's kind of, that'll be a fun wrap-up to that program, and we have just a few more boxes that we'd like to sell.
You mentioned you're a cross-country skier. We had 3 inches of snow last night and 3 more expected now on Thursday.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah, I just skied at down in Manoman at that ski resort Maple Log, and oh, that was just gorgeous down there. And they announced in Warren that they're going to have groomed trails pretty soon. So
really?
I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know who is organizing that effort, which wonderful. I'll have to, you know, buy them lunch or something. But
a nice surprise, yeah. That's great. All right, if you would, pass along your website address, Mara, and your contact telephone number, too.
Okay, my website is www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, and our phone number is 218-745-9111, and that is directly to the Arts Council line and to myself. So.
Very good. Thank you, Mara.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.